Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, James Kell here with you. The following is a clip from today's Sleeper King Fantasy Football podcast. Enjoy. All right, if you're looking to stream a DST, let's talk about Washington. I think this has kind of sort of gone under the radar here, but they're playing much better football defensively. A little bit worse offensively, as you would imagine. People catching up to Cliff Kingsbury's offense. No surprise there. But defensively, they are playing a lot better. And obviously it makes a lot of sense with their head coach situation. So you kind of figured they would get coached up, and they've certainly gotten coached up. But the reason why they're going to be a very popular streamer this week is because they're taking on New Orleans. And New Orleans with Derek Carr. Derek Carr's most likely out. He's got that broken left hand right now. And it's either going to be Jake Haener, or Spencer Rattler. Either way, Washington, like I said, has been playing better football defensively. They're taking on a backup quarterback and an offense that is down so many players, it's not even funny. I think Washington is a really interesting streamable defense there for you this week. All right, I want to stay with New Orleans, though, and I do want to ask this question. This kind of sort of tails you into the deep sleeper segment that I was going to get into anyways. But Kendre Miller, is this dude a thing right now? I mean, he didn't play a ton. He played 26% of the snaps. But in those 26%, he was well ahead of Jamal Williams. Well ahead of Jamal Williams. And when he got in there, he touched the ball. 10 carries, 32 yards, and a touchdown. Again, those 10 carries came on just 26% of the snaps. That is interesting, to say the least. I wonder about the availability and the durability of Alvin Kamara, given his age and given the running back position. What's going to happen there? This team is, they're in the mix, which is crazy. They are in the mix for the NFC South, but I think they're a game away from just basically being out of it, right? So I guess my question would just basically be, you know, will Kendre Miller be a thing? Will they feature Kendre Miller? It certainly sounds as if he was in Dennis Allen's doghouse, and now Dennis Allen is gone. Kendre Miller is back. Is he a thing? I'm just posing that question. He's definitely a deep sleeper, a very deep sleeper add in terms of a running back, in terms of the running back position. But again, if you're in a super deep league or a hyper competitive league where every running back is rostered, Kendre Miller at least has some intrigue there. A player who I think is a deep sleeper, but much more interesting, and I'll stay in this same game, it's Jeremy McNichols, right? This is a guy that played the last time we saw Washington play. McNichols only played 25% of the snaps, and you're thinking, not interested in that guy. Not interested in Jeremy McNichols, right? It was Brian Robinson a lot. And then late, it was Chris Rodriguez. But here's the thing. It was a blowout. It was a mad blowout, right? Chris Rodriguez basically subbed in the fourth quarter in what, again, was an absolute rout. Boat race, man. Top to bottom, complete undressing, Washington won going away. Okay, so then Chris Rodriguez gets in there in the fourth. I think in a more competitive game, and I do think this will be a more competitive game because, shoot, man, Rizzi has got these boys playing hard, He has got, they are not going to give up. I don't care that Derek Carr is most likely out, right? Whoever they throw out there, man, I do think they're going to play hard, and I think it will be a much more competitive game. I don't think this is going to be a blowout. Okay, I really do not think this is going to be a blowout. By the way, potential Marshawn Lattimore revenge game. Interesting. That makes me want to pick up Washington even more. He is very close to returning healthy. And I wonder, and I think it's fair to wonder, whether or not Marshawn Lattimore has a little bit of extra motivation to come back and play against New Orleans. I don't know. We shall see. But I do think that Jeremy McNichols is a really solid call against New Orleans. I mean, shoot, guys, even if it is a big Washington lead, let's say they're winning by 14, 17 points in the fourth quarter, I don't think, I wouldn't mind having Jeremy McNichols. Could they go to Chris Rodriguez again? Yeah, they might. But if it's a more competitive game, I could see them going to Jeremy McNichols. And they should have a lead. They're going to be heavily favored in this matchup against New Orleans. And by the way, the matchup, man, the matchup is nice. Okay? New Orleans, the Saints, they're bottom 10 in rush yards allowed. They're bottom 5 in yards per carry allowed to the running back position, bottom 10. In terms of fantasy points per game allowed to the running back position as well. So Jeremy McNichols has a real opportunity to be a solid, solid sleeper. I'm listing him as a deep sleeper because I think a lot of people are going to be off of him because of A, the bye week, and B, Chris Rodriguez may figure into the mix as well. I don't think he will. I think it's going to be Jeremy McNichols as the direct backup and handcuff to Brian Robinson in a great matchup against New Orleans.